When I first came here, the first thing I did was to check out the clubs to see what was going on. And met some African musicians. It opened the door for me to meet, you know, quite a few African musicians in the Twin Cities, and that opened a lot of other doors.
Originally of the Kom tribe in Cameroon, Ken Wanaku has lived in Minnesota about 20 years and has long since found the common ground with audiences. When he performs now, he reads the crowd and the room, and that helps him figure out what he should play.
Playing in a place where people are not like completely paying attention to you, the artist, it can be a little bit tricky. But when you get into the bubble of the space, if I can say that, then you understand why the audience is there. And then what you do, or what I do, is I just try to be a fly on the wall and respect the audience and know that they are there for a reason, but they are also there to listen to you, but also to listen to themselves, and that makes a good party.
You do some music that might be familiar to the audience, but you give it a spin that really makes it interesting.
Yes. Oftentimes, you know, if you are new to a place, and now this will take me down some other road that I always like to go to, is the cultural thing. It's like if you go to a place and you understand the culture of the people and you respect it, and then you do what is right. So what I do musically is I realize that a lot of the audience in this part of the country know some music that I know too, and that's the music of Paul Simon.
When you do the song Proof, which comes from Paul Simon, he has African accompaniment on it, but your version is really a good deal more African than Simon's. Now, how do audiences respond to that?
They like it, and that's because before I do the song, I try to explain to them where the root of that song came from, and it came from my country. And so when I do it, you know, it's like you're getting an indigenous version of the song. Soon our fortunes will be made, my baby, and we'll leave this lonesome little town. Silver bell jingling from your black lizard boots, my baby. Silver foil to trim your wedding gown. It's true, the tools of love wear down. Time passes and mind wanders. It seems mindless, but it don't. Sometimes I see your face as if through reading glasses, and you smile seems softer than it was.
Ken, when you get a listening audience, then what do you do?
When I get a listening audience, I try to put forward the core topics of things that I personally am worried about. Like any other human being, I'm worried about wars, about killing people and all that. So I come up with lyrics and I come up with a tune or a song. Like, for example, I have a song called No More War. And when I play that, and you know, the lyrics, people listen to it, and sometimes afterwards they tell me, you know, we like that song, and we like the subject, or, you know, really, there shouldn't be any more war, there's no reason to have wars, etc. And so there's a kind of a discussion after that, and which makes things interesting.
Child is born, it grows up to see a world of violent cycles. Ain't no life for me. it's safe. What you gonna do? Nowhere to run. What you gonna do? Nowhere to hide. What you gonna do? Let's try to stop this wild cycle. Wild cycle. Together we can make this change.
The history of world music really is when cultures border each other or live in the same space, they influence each other. And you've had some interesting experiences combining African styles with North American styles.
It's always very, very interesting. But in the Twin Cities, I've been very lucky to meet somebody like Dave Stenshaw, who is a fiddle player, violin player, and we play quite a bit. We often come up with very interesting recordings, like Country Boy by Yusundu. Recently did it with David Stenshaw and Tony Paul and Serge on bass. And it is quite interesting to listen to that.
Take by Ken Wanaku and a Happenin' local band. And by the way, it's Ken with two N's and Wanaku is W-A-N-A-K-U. Information available at kenwanaku.com or do an internet search for Ken Wanaku. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.